Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The grains settled in the red across the board here to finish today. Corn steady to a penny lower. Beans 1 to 2 lower, and then wheat continued their slide with July 15 Kansas City wheat going all the way down to 537 and then closing at 540 and a quarter, down 5 and a quarter cents. Quite disappointing here as wheat futures continue to make new contract lows on a daily basis. They've been steadily selling off since the middle of December from their high of 703 all the way down to $5.40 just a month and a half later. So really disappointing. Weekend rains also helped the crop overall. So the picture here in wheat going forward with a decent crop and unless something major changes, looks like we're going to have a decent harvest and no real reason for the wheat to rebound. Of course, the Ukrainian and Russian situation could always shake things up. Beans, same sort of story here. The market continues to grind lower, which is expected as we had rather large corn and bean crops. And now with the South American harvest looming, that could put further pressure on the price of corn and beans.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Exports this morning were disappointing for the corn futures at 26 million bushels. We were expecting 28 to 32, so on the low end, actually below the range. While beans were impressive at 1.7 million metric tons, looking for 1.15 to 1.3. Wheat in the middle of the range at 14.5 million bushels, looking for 12 to 17. There was an announcement of a little bit of corn to Mexico this morning, 132,000 metric tons. Oklahoma and Kansas and Texas put out their monthly winter wheat good to excellence. Kansas was 49% good to excellent, Oklahoma 52%, and Texas 42%. So disappointing in some areas because those numbers have dropped a little bit. We need a more moisture, of course, as the last 5 years have told us. We always need more moisture, but that's where we stand for now. And then the bigger picture right now seems to be what's going on economically around the globe. Now, China's PMI data suggests that they have a slowing economy, and China is the biggest commodity buyer on the block. And so if their economy begins to slow, that could be bad for the world in general, especially people that export commodities.
And your number?
It's 877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down 165 at 153.20, April down 267 at 149.60, March feeder cattle down 450 at $200.70, April down 450 at $200.90, February lean hogs down 115 at 66.32, April down 132 at 70.92. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat down 5 3/4 at 534.5. May down 6.5 at 536.25. March Chicago wheat down 10 at 492.75. March corn down 1/4 at 369.75. May down 3/4 at 377.75. March soybeans down 1.5 at 959.5. July down 1 at 971.75. March cotton up 53 at 59.89 and May up 25 at 60.27. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.